Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk news updates. And this is a very hefty one. Just from what I'm looking at in our notes, Haley, it's like I'm reading it's like I'm reading an essay.
Oh no.
A term paper from back when we're like in college and high school.
I wish my essays were that easy to write.
I wish it would be a lot more interesting and I'd be a lot more interested, to be honest. But yes, it's going to be a lot of good, juicy K-pop stuff talk that we're going to be doing today. There's a lot of Blackpink, my fellow Blinks. Mm-hmm. We're finally here. We're going to talk about a lot of different Blackpink stuff because obviously, even though they're not technically together right now, there's so much stuff going on individually and maybe a little more. And also, my fellow Once, we have some Twice stuff finally again to talk about. We'll be talking a little bit about Aespa, like as I recap some stuff that we've watched. We're going to talk about, I think Haley will be talking a little bit about some of the newer boy groups that she's into, Kickflip and, of course,
Boy Next Door.
There's barely anything on BTS now, Haley. What's going on? We haven't watched anything much, to be honest, too. We're going to talk about Stray Kids, of course, to I guess, like, even everything out, but it's almost like an OG episode with like all except for the new guy groups that you're into, right?
Yes,
this is gonna be pretty fun. And if you're still enjoying this and if you're about to strap in tight and listen to us for the first time, you know what, why don't you preemptively like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, because you're here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday we have a lot of K-pop stuff to talk about. And you can actually hit us up because we're normal human beings that simp about K-pop idols and listen to K-pop music. Where can they chat with us, Haley?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And maybe you could find us on TikTok. You can. And maybe we'll start uploading again. We'll see. It all depends.
Joko will be uploading because I don't have TikTok on my phone anymore.
That's true, too. And I guess we should just get started because there's so much to unwind and unwrap here. Going back, my fellow Blinks, you probably have seen the news, and or at least you all follow Blackpink somewhere. Well, guess what? Blackpink has officially announced and dropped their world tour teaser. We all knew it was coming, but it's crazy to me that they're already announcing a world tour teaser before they even
announced
a comeback.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. It's just YG doing YG things. But I mean, we are all getting fed individually by all the members, like with their own solo stuff going on. So I guess we very much appreciate that. And time to undust your light sticks, right? Our hammers. And I can't wait. I don't know when it's what's going
to
happen.
To have a comeback first before they can go on tour with new music.
Most likely, I feel like it's going to be towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
It might even carry over to, like, the U.S. maybe, like, you know, like, beginning of next year. You know how that usually goes.
Right.
The only thing that's making me apprehensive of thinking that it will go into 2026 is how much they do, like, stuff here in general in the U.S.
Yeah.
Like, Columbia Records, where all of them are recording and everything, like, or at least 75% of them are recording. It's all done here. So they love the U.S. and we love them. So it's possible they could start the western part of like North America and all that maybe by the end of this year. It's possible. Super excited. Can't wait to see them. Let's see. You know what also dropped that kind of blew our minds? Head in the Clouds.
Yes, indeed. This lineup is crazy because the headliners are G-Dragon and 21. I never would have imagined them going to Head in the Clouds, but here we are.
Especially if you're a fellow Blackjack, right? Because like for 21, they only have been touring in Asia.
Right.
So this is the only time you could get like a taste of them here in the U.S. or right, North America,
I mean, they went to Coachella a few years ago, too.
But I mean, like, obviously more recent, like, for this current stuff going on.
Right.
And if you're not familiar, Head in the Clouds is a music festival that takes place, is it here in Pasadena in the Rose Bowl?
Yep.
So here, like, in basically, like, L.A. County, San Gabriel Valley, like, whatever. But it's over here near us again. And it's a really, like, a really popular and big kind of, like, side, like,
It's a festival.
Music festival. Mm-hmm. A lot of Asian artists. Of course, like with G-Dragon and 21 like headlining. Mm-hmm. They also have like Dean, and then Porter Robinson is another headliner. Right, so.
And they're going to have the magic show, which I'm pretty sure is Jackson Wang.
We'll see. I mean, he's always there.
Right.
Like Jackson Wang is usually mm-hmm. at all these Head in the Cloud tours so mm-hmm. or festivals. So it should be him. I don't know who else, unless they're gonna have like what's his name from Magic Mike the Movie.
Channing Tatum
is gonna make an guest appearance at Hidden Clouds. No, it should be, hopefully it's Jackson Wang.
So that's, like, it excited me when they had this drop for the lineup, but then I saw the dates that they are doing it.
Yep, what a killjoy that was.
It's May 31st and June 1st, which...
Whoa, that rings a bell, Haley. Why is that weekend so familiar?
I was like, wait, why does that sound like we have something? And it was Stray Kids.
We had something for
sure. We have Stray Kids that weekend.
Stray Kids is day one and day two. Mm-hmm. Like, they're having back-to-back the exact same days here in LA.
I mean, of course, I feel like Head in the Clouds always kind of clashes with something for us because every other year it's been KCON. So we've never, ever been able to go. And then here we are again, Stray Kids.
Here we are again. Mm-hmm. It's not on KCON, but of course it falls on Stray Kids when they're actually here.
Right. So
good job,
we
88.
Have to pass that up because obviously we have tickets for Stray Kids already.
You're passing it up already.
I am.
What happened? What if it's like when we're going day one? What if like day two, Head in the Clouds is, and if they sell single days? Because right now it's only available as double, like both
it's
days,
only two
like
day
the passes.
Pass, yeah. The reason why is because G-Dragon literally just dropped that he is going to do a world tour this year, 2025.
Well, that makes more sense then.
I mean, it sucks 21? Because 21, but then, okay, if day two is the day that G-Dragon and 21 will be in Head in the Clouds, there's a possibility that we could go to it, but I'd rather just go see G-Dragon's tour, to be honest.
It's obviously really different watching mm-hmm. artists at a festival.
I'm not a festival person. At all.
Compared to seeing them at their own tour, like right. their own like actual mm-hmm. tour, like, you know, like obviously like because we have no like everyone at Lollapalooza who saw NewJeans, it's like, well, he had no other choice. NewJeans at the time never toured and we have no right. idea if that'll ever happen. I'm going to get sad talking about it. But another good comparison, I guess, would be IVE because IVE also performed at Lollapalooza. Mm-hmm. But they've also had their world tour. Mm-hmm. Way different performances, way different vibe. Obviously, like, we got Barricade 2 for IVE when we saw them in concert here in LA.
Yeah.
But it's just like, oh, it's so different. I would obviously, easily, without a doubt, choose seeing them on tour than seeing them at the festival.
I mean, how many times has Stray Kids been at these festivals? I pass it up every time because I'm like, bro, I don't want to be like all the way in the back for these festivals and then you have to like run
to
get
barricade. You don't
want to
be there for vibes? For chilling, Haley?
Fucking no.
For vibes
hanging
out?
I'd rather be barricade and have interactions with them and actually see them.
You don't
want to
see them on a screen? You don't want to see them on a screen? No. You don't want to zoom in with your ultra?
I feel like people that went to that and were like trying to be like, oh, like I saw Stray Kids and stuff. And I was like, really though? Like you were like filming the screen. You can't even see
Damn.
Them. Sorry.
Look at the shade.
Because they were trying to make me jealous. Excuse me. I've been barricaded
oh,
how
damn.
Many
people,
times?
People were trying to make you jealous?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, we got some juicy stuff to talk about later. I mean, yeah, like, why don't you just flex? Like, oh, yeah, we were literally front barricade, you know, Seattle.
Exactly. So I'm just like, I don't care. I'll wait to see them on tour.
Anyways, so that's what's going on with G-Dragon. So
right,
I guess
so I'd rather
sense.
Pay for his tour than Head in the Clouds.
Also, SM has dropped, I guess they will be having a new girl group again. Well, I guess ESPO's the
it's
last one.
It's been a while.
Yeah, you're right. It's just so many Gen 5 girl groups have been dropping.
But I don't think SM has one.
But you're right,
right,
SM. I don't know why I said it that way. It's just, I feel like it's just so much. Mm-hmm. It's just so much going on in the world of K-pop, especially if you're following a lot of different things and like multi-standing stuff. But the new girl group is called Hearts to Hearts, like H2H.
Mm-hmm.
When I see H2H, I think of like head-to-head fantasy basketball or football and stuff. But yeah, Hearts to Hearts. So that's definitely a different, like, kind of direction from what I thought they're going for. I mean, we don't know how they'll sound like, but I don't think they're going to sound like Aespa.
I don't think so.
That sounds like this. Their concept
doesn't look like it either. It looks like schoolgirl kind of.
You saw the concept, okay?
Yeah.
Are they the ones that people were saying kind of look like New Jeans, or no? Or is this something else?
Oh, I don't know.
Then again, everyone always keeps claiming some, like, every new group that comes out after New Jeans. I'm a huge Bunnies, but at the same time, Bunnies are almost becoming like Army, like Notorious, like crazy, and also Blinks. I'm a Blink too. I know that we have some part of the fandom that is nuts, but everyone's just like, oh, they're copying New Jeans. I'm like, bro, every concept has been done before. Everyone's copying everyone now at this point, for the most part.
What I can tell you about this group is the youngest is a 2010.
What the fuck does that mean? She's five or what? What's the
She's
math?
15. Okay,
15, close enough. I mean, it's still not as bad when, like, Hain and Chiquita, I think, debut. They're, like, both 14 or some shit. So that's what's going on with SM. Okay, since we're talking about SM really quick, and we did bring up Aespa, I did buy tickets with a friend of mine who's he's like a solo stand for a group, which is always nice, too, to go with, because those people get to save all their money for their specific groups and can go all out for anything and everything going on. I'm really jealous, and makes me like think sometimes. I'm like, my gosh, is it worth it being a multi-stan? The answer is yes, but not financially. Anyways, so with Aespa, I was able to check them out. They're really good. Haley didn't make it out; she had work, and she was like, "Oh, it's okay. You can just go have fun." And I had a lot of fun. I brought Karina's like a flag, you know, like
the American
flag with the idol on it. And my idol was Karina, obviously, who's my bias. And it was cool because she actually like saw it and we made eye contact for a brief couple seconds when she was singing that Pokemon song. And she was like pointing the mic at us. And I posted a video of it too. I think I put it on our IG already, on our IG Reels. And the person holding the phone is my friend. I was sitting on my left, my friend Oscar. So shout out to Oscar, who was sitting with us. In the sitting with me in the front row, like, of that, you know, I wasn't on the floor this time, but we're in the front row still, and it was really nice. It was really chill because we could see everything kind of thing,
right? Because you're more above everyone.
Yeah, so it was cool to see it from that angle. If I had Haley's phone, my videos would be way better because I could zoom in and have way better quality.
Wait till I get the newest one.
Oh, I
can't
wait.
You'll be very jealous.
Just give me your old phone.
No.
I know, you have to trade it.
Have to trade it.
Anyways, yeah, so she saw it, like, we made it. It was a really quick and fun interaction. And then overall the concert's so good. All the members look fantastic. This was the era to see Aespa. All the songs are freaking awesome and fantastic right now, like all their solo songs. The solo stages were amazing. Pink Giselle, man, she looks fantastic.
I don't know why I thought of Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, like a
Cell,
and then went pink, like Majin Buu or something. Pink Cell Giselle looked fantastic. She looks great right now. She's like at her prime in terms of, like, you know, she's doing really great with like singing, dancing, rapping, like, you know, she does everything and she does it well now compared to how she was performing when she debuted, right? And like, damn, was that 5 years ago?
Yeah, that's 2020,
insane.
Right?
That blows my mind.
Didn't they debut in 2020?
Time has flown.
I feel like it was during COVID. 2021.
It's something.
It's one
like
of those.
Maybe 20. Either way, like, she looks fantastic. All her stages, I'm like, you can even hear me saying like, "Oh damn, Giselle!" Like, not to mention I'm biased towards pink hair, Haley, and So Giselle looked like was phenomenal. Ning Ning was also phenomenal. She's so petite though, like, in person. Like, I thought like Winter would be like cute petite, which she kind of is, but I feel like Ning Ning is even more petite.
She's shorter,
to be honest, like overall. But oh man, obviously sounds fantastic. Winter is so good at, if you're not a Winter biased, you will somehow get wrecked by Winter every time, and she looked fantastic. Her facial expressions are so good. Like, she's like upped the notch, like, on in terms of that. And obviously there's overall all-rounder leader, Karina, looked amazing, was amazing. All the songs were great. Like, all the intros to their songs and everything were really good. Like, I think I posted one of, it sounded like an EDM kind of like beat for the beginning of Whiplash. And just overall, You know, I feel like they've all been practicing their English-ish for the most part, too. Aside from Giselle, because obviously she's completely fluent. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they did use the translator fairly often. But it was cool because, you know, like all the songs they performed, although pretty sad, especially my friend Oscar, very sad that they didn't perform Illusion.
Oh, they took it off.
Yeah, they took it off. They didn't even perform Savage.
Damn.
But honestly, I would have Live My Life, because that's like hot girl, hot boy summer, like right. music. So they performed that. They performed the Pokemon song, like I said. Mm-hmm. It was really cool, like, to hear and see all that. That's like the song, the Pokemon song, like I said, was when I has a special meaning for me, because I was able to interact with Karina, and they just look great. It was a great performance, a great show. Whoever went and whoever is going to see them tour already saw them tour for this one, which is I believe it's called the Sync Parallel Line Tour for them. It's fantastic. Everyone had a great time. And they even, like, because we're in LA, you know, there's always going to be a run of celebrities somehow being spotted. So for ours, they even shouted out Tori Kelly, who was there. Winter was really excited. I think she even took pictures after and posted it on her Instagram. And Sunbae Nim Suho from EXO. So
yes, the leader.
The leader of EXO, you know, part of the SM family. EXO is like one of the, you know, the OGs too for like Gen 3, right? So there you go. He was there. It was really cute. He was doing like little hearts and like did the LA sign.
Right.
One other artist they didn't shout out. They probably didn't know she was there, but one of our friends spotted her on Instagram. Was Lisa. Yes, not Lisa.
Japanese Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa Japanese. Capital L, lowercase I, capital S, lowercase A. Or is it capital A?
Capital A.
So, Lisa, the one that sang with Felix, the one that sings a lot of anime
Demon
songs.
Demon Slayer songs.
So, there you go. Like, I guess you could say Soul Leveling with Felix,
that's
right?
That's true.
So, Free Ren, there's so much that she's done. She was there. She also had pink hair right now. But, yeah, not Lisa Blackpink. I wish.
Maybe she was there.
Maybe she was secretly there. You never know.
We don't know. Doesn't she live here in LA?
Yeah, too? She has a really nice house here. And I'm sure she's here a lot. So, yeah, that's what happened with aespa. That was awesome. Check them out if you still have never checked them out. Also, when they were saying goodbye to everyone in LA, you know what they did? They did the meow, 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 meow. Like that meme. The sad cat meme meow, meow song.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah.
Meow.
Exactly. They did that as the doors were closing. Like when they were saying goodbye, because I don't know, they didn't know what else to say, how to say bye, and we just got that awesome meme moment. Let's see. I guess we should probably talk about some comebacks and stuff like coming in. I didn't do a full on research, so this might be lacking some stuff, but this is for my fellow Blinks. Right now we have Lisa with Doja Cat and Ray. They're going to drop Born Again probably by the time this podcast is out. Because the release date is supposed to be February 6th. The reason why I didn't talk about this on the last episode of the podcast is because they literally dropped the news about this release a day after. So the Friday of after our podcast release. So like 6 days ago or something.
Right.
So there's no way we could have made it. And literally they give us no time for these all out of nowhere releases.
It's like, surprise.
So there you go. They just dropped the news. And also they just dropped the teasers for this one, for Born Again. It sounds fantastic. Looking forward to it. She's been dropping one after the other, bops, right?
Yes.
So it's going to be awesome to hear that. And I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, we're going to listen to it when we wake up or sometime tomorrow, right? When this episode is out. February 14. So guess what? Jisoo. Finally. We've been waiting for our fellow Blink to rejoice.
For Valentine's Day?
For Valentine's Day. Jisoo is gifting us Blink her solo mini album called Amortage. I think it's Amortage. Like that.
French?
12 a.m. It has to be. 12 a.m. She's always in Europe too. So 12 a.m. Eastern. So midnight release. So probably 9 around 9 p.m. here, right? In Cali. It's going to be four tracks. So, I mean, she's not going crazy at ham Rosé and Jennie.
It's a mini.
It's good, though. It's better than nothing. Especially if, you know, Blink know Jisoo. And, she's busy with her acting and other stuff. This is a lot already thinking, considering that everything she does and like how she is. So awesome that she's releasing four tracks at all.
She's like, I guess I should release something too.
And she's like, I don't know what sound or what to do, so I'll do different kind of different things for everyone, for like, because like even the concepts were all different. You know how Jisoo is. She's like she's super like sweet and considerate and super tiny. I say tiny just because when we saw her and met them, I was like, I still can't believe how small Jisoo is. Like, she's just like petite. Like, I could put her in my pocket. Four tracks. One is Earthquake. The other one is Your Love. Third one is Tears. And lastly, it's Hugs and Kisses. Very cute names. The first one is
Earthquake.
That one's crazy. That sounds pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that one, how that sounds. Excited for that. Finally, all four. Four of four. The collection is complete. Right? February 25th. Haley.
Yes, G-Dragon has announced that he will be releasing a new album, his third album.
Yeah.
Very exciting, and that's why I kind of knew that he was going to tour.
As soon as you saw that, you had a feeling, right?
I was like, he's going to tour.
It's always like that, I feel like. So that's what's going
Except
on there.
Except for Blackpink.
Except when you're Black. Yeah.
Tour first.
Well, so we should move on now, because we have some music videos we also checked out.
Yes.
You already have. What about this one? The first one.
Yeah, so we did actually watch Hannah Bang's.
If you didn't know who Hannah Bang is, it's Bang Chan's sister, younger sister.
So she had a music video, What Never Lived. And I think we did.
Her sound is not K-pop.
No, it's not.
It's
at all.
It's very alternative, rock and kind of indie.
Right.
So it's interesting. It's different.
Did we talk about it with when she had her parents?
I think
watch?
We briefly did talk about it. On
so like
episode.
I was curious. I was like, wonder what her music video was like that her parents were reacting like that, kind of like, Hannah, what the fuck are you doing kind of thing. And she's like, I'm acting. It's just acting. So she basically has like a boyfriend in the music video, but then of course they go through a breakup and all that stuff, so they're acting all lovey-dovey and doing couple things, and of course
then
that
fight
and then of course like her parents reacted in such like a, oh my god, I should close my eyes kind of way, because like, why is their baby daughter doing that kind of stuff? But she's like, I'm just acting. But yeah, I like her music, actually. It's very, like you said, alternative. And I mean, I grew up with that kind of music, too.
Me too.
So.
I mean, I was into alternative rock. I listened, like, you know, I think the big alternative rock group that I listened to a lot, like, was, I think, Weezer and Motion City soundtrack. Like, and then the Postal Service. And I can't even think off the top of my head. The lead singer for Postal Service, like, his Death Cab for Cutie.
Mm.
I was like, what the heck?
And yeah, so I'm sure, like, Hannah likes all that kind
exactly.
of music.
And I listen to like, there's folk stuff too. Like, I listened to Megan Dia, and I've listened to like, and I've even met and seen and watched Megan Dia. But yeah, I have a signed Megan Dia thing somewhere, and I've met Megan Dia. They're really tall and super pretty. And then
are they Korean?
Yeah, half Korean actually. Oh, I didn't even think about that. You're right, they're half Korean. From the city of, well, I know actually, what city are they from? Salt Lake City. From Utah.
Okay.
And then I think also, like, I've listened to, like, Tegan and Sarah, and they were great live, too. And Phoenix. And now we're getting to a different genre of music that I should remember. We're talking K-pop. And let's see. What do we have here? We have IVE, Attitude. Watch that music video. Mm-hmm. Another bop, Haley.
Of course.
One after another.
Is this the one where they, like, sample?
They sample everything. But, yeah, they sampled that one. That super old song, I think. Something's Diner. Tom's Diner?
Tom's Diner. Mm-hmm.
Super old OG. I like the original old OG one too, as well. Like, it's classic.
But like, as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh my god. Like, because I feel like IVE samples a lot of songs.
Man, I forgot the producer's name, but he's so effing good. Is it Ryan? I'm trying to remember. Yeah, so he's super, super good. Like the music video a lot. It was really nice seeing, like, I like all the different concepts they've been doing. Liz looked fantastic in one of the ones, I think, with like, she had like a beret or something, or
beret.
They say beret. She's wearing bread.
acceptable too.
Yeah, and then like, obviously I'm a Won Young stan after she saved me from that one KCON experience that Yujin ruined for me. I almost didn't give a shit about IVE anymore, but you know,
their songs are too good,
and then Won Young was amazing. She's is getting healthy, guys. Like, a good health. Like, she's getting some thickness in all the right places. She's going to be unstoppable this year. But yeah, if you haven't listened to that episode, I don't even know what it was. It was one of the KCON episodes whenever we, like,
went to KCON
and saw Ive.
Was that 2 years ago?
It might have been 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Quick summary. Yujin is,
A B.
The B word kind of thing. And Wanyoung is a super sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Like, super nice. And if you're, like, an Ive bias stan, she's going to feed you. She's, yes. like, really good at fan service.
She's very attentive.
To her fan, to, like, the group's fans. So, yeah. And especially, she gives you extra attention.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a toxic Wanyoung stan.
If you hold her ticket.
Yeah, but she feeds you. It's amazing. Like, we saw it firsthand. Our friend Kevin is a toxic Wanyoung stan.
Yep.
And, like, she was just posing for him for, like, when we watched
a
her
minute
life,
straight.
I was like, oh my god, I'm converted. Dude, I'm done. Done deal. So, yeah, that was fantastic. The song and music video was a lot of fun, too. So, let's see. Jennie, mm-hmm. my original K-pop love, mm-hmm. ultimate bias,
mm-hmm.
till Hana swooped in and stole her, stole me from her, kind
who?
Of thing. Sana.
Oh, I thought you said Hana. I was like, who the fuck is Hana?
Who's Hana?
That's why. It sounded like you said Hana.
Well, Sana swooped
Sana.
In.
Sana. I was like, what?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I don't know what the hell
thinking
I'm saying.
Thinking about Hannah Bang.
Oh, gosh. She's not my ultimate bias.
No.
No offense, Hannah.
Bang Chan is, though.
Bang Chan is above you.
Male.
Jennie, so she had Love Hangover. The music video. I forgot the actor's name. I love the actor.
He's so funny.
He's cute and funny. Like,
he has, like, such funny facial expression
and his personality, like yeah, like the way he acted, mm-hmm. and like I think he's from like Riverdale and a lot of other, mm-hmm. he's a big time actor too,
yeah,
but like he's just like, this is a music video where I didn't feel like, you know, most of the time it's just like you're like, oh, I'm so jealous of the dude or like the lead with your girl idols, mm-hmm. this guy, it's not like I think he's harmless, it's just like he's just so relatable and he seems so chill. He's literally that chill guy meme.
Da-na-na-na-na. Oh, God.
And he's, I love the music video. It was so much fun. It's so
good. It was such a good music video.
It's so much fun. Literally, Jennie is just dying multiple times in all the randomest ways.
And he has to try and save her.
Or like, he's like, I won't let you die again. But then she just kept dying. But that's what's interesting, because it's like a fun music video and there's a lot of funny and crazy parts.
Right.
You never thought Jennie would pull something like this or do something like this, so it was so refreshing, especially as like a Jennie bias and as a Blink, mm-hmm. like to see her have, like, it seems like she's been having so much fun, all the members,
mm-hmm.
doing like their own thing. I think
I feel
Jisoo,
like they're doing better when they're solo.
They seem like
away from YG,
emotionally, mentally happier, and like, you know, they've taken like kind of like their own break or mm-hmm. vacation, even though they're still working. It's kind of been refreshing. It's like they got recharged. It's awesome. If you haven't checked it out, it's actually a lot of fun. The music video, it's really great. And the song is really good, too. I like it a lot, mm-hmm. too. I've been liking her songs. I can't... It dropped, right?
Did it? The full album?
Oh, no. It's
not
dropping
yet.
When we see her in concert.
Yeah, March 6th.
Did I mention that? So,
no, March 7th.
If I didn't mention that before... I did specify that the tickets, I think another episode ago, was like way too expensive.
Right.
But I caved. Yes, I caved and I bought tickets to see Jennie. And I did it when we were out at Disney's California Adventure in Disneyland.
Yep.
For Lunar New Year. We were having lunch and I was just curious. And I was like, because I was checking the tickets all the time because I was kind of sad. Because I was like, I kind of want to see it. But all our tickets sold out, first of all, already. And then because I was there and I was able to grab the Ruby tickets. But I'm like, shit, I can't drop $600 right now. Like,
right.
I'm trying to save for some other stuff. And I literally bought Aespa.
And
I did
now
some,
they're going to tour.
And I bought Baby Monster. And yeah, now they're going to tour too. So it's like all of this, like, is going on, and then so I didn't buy tickets, even like the nosebleeds were still like 240-220 or something,
yeah,
so I'm like
far,
and they were really far, and for nosebleed I was like, ah, oh, man, I was like, I'm so sorry, Jennie, I'll just see you when you tour. And then when we checked, when we were eating lunch, mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck, there's these random ass seats that popped up,
yeah,
and they're all called partial view seats, and they're really discounted, and it was like all, like, none of them were taken. Because I think they literally dropped it out of nowhere.
Right. No one
knew. One knew about it. And I was just lucky enough to kind of get in, like, close to when they probably dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
And I used if you've never used it, there's a website called View From My Seat, mm-hmm. and you just look up the venue, and you can see how the view is mm-hmm. for the seats. Or you could also just, you know, there's other ways you could Google it up and stuff.
Right.
I was like, these are supposed to be quote unquote partial views. Mm-hmm. I can see everything. We're not right. blocked by nothing. It looks fantastic.
Like, it only seems like it's blocked if you're seated. And but I feel like at those concerts, you don't sit down.
And it's in a good location. It's, like, only in the second or third, like, area. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, fairly close-ish to for where it is.
Right.
And it's the cheapest tickets. I think they were, like, $180.
Yeah.
After all the fees mm-hmm. and all the taxes, like, put together.
$180. Right.
my budget was $200. So I had no excuse this time. There you go. Pulled the trigger. Haley and I are going to see Jenny on
the day before her release.
Yeah. So, like, she has 2 days here in LA. March 6th is the first day. That's where we're going to. March 7th is the actual release date of the album. So it's going to be interesting. We're going to go in blind.
We'll hear everything.
It'll be really cool
except
and fun.
Except for those two songs.
Well, yes, you're right. Yeah. You're right. So super excited about that. Also, before we move on and tell you to take a water bathroom break, Aespa and Jenny are donating concert proceedings, so whatever they've made, like some part of it, to all the LA fires that's been going on.
That's
it's
so
really
nice.
Sweet of them. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. So yeah, props to them. And props to you for still hanging in there. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. You're still here tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast. If you haven't yet, you should do all those things and also drink some water. Hydration is important. Use the restroom. And when you get back, do all those things if you didn't, just to double check. Plus, you can also chat with us. Can you believe that, Haley?
Wow, so exciting. Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
A lot of you have...
Yeah, a lot of you have been messaging us, like, actually. It's like sorry, I haven't gotten back to everyone yet. I've been busy with
the
work.
Cool part is... I'm actually reading some and replying too, Haley.
I know, I did see that. I was like, wow.
But there's a lot of new, like, it's either like you guys that are messaging us are new listeners or have been listening to us for a little bit, but just are finally
saying hi,
getting the courage to say hello. Please don't be scared of us, mm-hmm. Especially Haley. Actually, no, you should be more scared of Haley than me.
Wait, why?
But yeah, no, like, wait, it's really why? Cool. It's really cool. Like, a lot of you are messaging us and it's just, you know, fun. Quick conversations, always K-pop related, of course. So there you go. Check us out there and don't forget to follow there. And we have a TikTok, Permission to Stand Podcast. Maybe we'll start posting there again. Mm-hmm. So check that out if you haven't. We have a lot of old videos from our really good concert, like stuff like with Twice, interactions mm-hmm. with Twice, interactions, especially with Blackpink. Mm-hmm. They're all there and they're like all at the top. So check that out on TikTok if you still have it, even though we haven't posted in years.
Yep.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out: uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In: plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out: word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In: knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I'm not posting. Sorry. Okay,
Haley, the next part that we're going to talk about, so it's we'll be fairly quick about mm-hmm. this. So we talked about last episode. Remember, NBC dropped that all
end
of a sudden.
End of the year concert.
Like everything. Mm-hmm. They dropped only part one. Guess what? Yes, of course, we watched part two. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. There's a lot of stuff from part two. You want to kind of just go down the line, Haley, for us? Yeah, yeah. Go down the line for us.
Wait, why me?
I'll interject here and there, but go
I feel
for
like
it.
I'm going to be talking a lot later. So, of course, the main performance was probably Stray Kids, but we did end up watching them first. Hyunjin's kiwi haircut is still banging.
It
looks so
good.
Amazing.
And then, I mean, like, we'll just talk about what we've seen. Also, there's so many amazing collab stages. One of the crazy and cool ones was Nicki from Enhypen mm-hmm. and Taemin.
Right. I was really looking forward to this one because they were going to do Guilty together.
G-U-I-L-T-Y.
And they did indeed dance it together and lift their shirts. And
oh, yeah.
It was
you
amazing.
You have to. Especially during that part that.
Yep. Exactly. And then Taemin had his solo stage, Sex is in the Air.
Oh, and also, speaking about Taemin really quick, Haley told me recently, like, if you're going to check out Taemin, go to some third-party websites besides Ticketmaster, because a lot of scalpers were really like, I hate scalpers, first of all. We all hate scalpers here, right?
Right.
So a lot of them bought out all of Taman's tickets, thinking that it would all sell. There's so many resales. And
especially
the thing,
for LA, because I think his venue is bigger than the other cities.
And the thing is, scalpers cannot sell under face value, I think, for what the tickets are on Ticketmaster. So if you go to like TickPick or Vivid Seats or SeatGeek, a lot of people, I think it's a lot of it's been bought out, but so many tickets were listed for $20.
Right. I heard, saw someone on Twitter buy theirs for like $10.
It's nuts. So if you want to see Taman for $10, sign me up. Take us with you. Pay for us,
like,
too.
That's pretty damn good.
So yeah, so that's what's going on if you haven't checked that out yet. Pause this episode and do that. There was a ton of NCT stuff. 127, Wish. Like, it's just a lot of things are going on. Of course, like, I have a random-ass note here of Johnny from NCT. Him and Seungmin combined, fused together, look like Theo from Singles Inferno.
Yes, which our favorite, are still, like, we're watching it.
Our favorite boy. Our favorite dude
our man
of the season.
From the beginning of the season.
Our boy.
He's
right
the
there.
Best.
NCT's Doyoung and Winter from aespa, they did, like, a special collab stage as well. Aespa, of course, performed. I don't have to go more into that because I've talked enough Aespa. Actually, is there enough Aespa? My fellow Mize, probably not. TXT, still no Subin. Also, like, it hurt me when I think Kai, Hyunin Kai, threw the guitar on the floor. I was like, how dare him? That hurts. How much money did that cost? It wasn't even a prop guitar. It was like
a real
guitar they used as a prop. G-Idle, ITZY did, our favorite song.
Gold.
It was really nice, though, because Leah is getting a lot of center, especially since she's come back. So I've kind of been enjoying that. IVE was there again. They did Heya, Sandio. It was really interesting, their outfits.
Yes, it looked like Carmen Sandiego with that red trench coat.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyone else watch Carmen Sandiego? Was it just us? Is it too old for some people?
I hope not. Is it that old? I don't know. Also, Stacy performed. And then Stacy's Jay and Yoon, and then IVE's Liz and Ray did a collab stage. I don't even know what song this is.
Yeah, I don't know what the song this is. It was a really random and cool collab, though. It's like, forgot like what the hell the song was called. It's like something rock your something or rock you. All I remember is from this, like, if you listen to the lyrics and hear them singing, they say something that sounds like this: rock your pussy. I was like, why do they say rock your pussy?
I don't know what they're
but it
saying.
Sounds like rock your pussy, like that. I'm like, what in the hell? Hopefully they're saying posse, but they're
I
saying
think it's
pussy.
It has to be.
It can't be pussy. I hope they're not just rocking their pussy, but that's exactly what it sounded like. If you haven't checked it out, yeah, it's, like I said, Stacy and IVE. It was interesting enough, like, it was weird because, like, during that stage, I saw a lot of, like, Neverland light sticks, but
there wasn't any, like, Stacy light sticks, really.
There was rare. It was, like, I found a few, but, man, there were so little. It was really weird. Let's see. After that,
ATs, they did something like they went out on stage and they had something called the Last Supper. So it was them sitting at like this long table, but the table had water on it. It was
that's
really
fucking
cool.
Cool, actually. So they, of course, they did this song.
I saw my teeth.
I saw my teeth. My dentist. My crentist.
I don't know. I mean, I like the sound of that song. The lyrics are kind of weird.
I mean, it's cool that San was wearing glasses.
I mean, I feel like he looks so cool in glasses.
Songhwa looked like something about Animal Crossing. I don't even know what the hell my note here. I just put Songhwa, Animal Crossing.
Because he kept asking. He's like, who's Songhwa again? Is he the one that was the Star Wars nerd? And
yeah,
I was like, yeah,
that's
and he's
right.
The one that plays Animal Crossing. And he gets so excited when he pulls his Animal Crossing
God
card.
God
bless him. Honestly.
And the dance part was really cool, actually, too. San was, like, pretty insane when he did that. Let's see. And Hypen also was there, of course. Rise, they did a cool cover of EXO's Growl.
I love that song. I feel like that song is still so good. Even after all these years.
Oh, yeah. It's like one of those songs that won't age.
It's just like SHINee's Replay.
Yeah. And then Boy Next Door, Haley, of course. always a fun and very cool
stage. I feel like they put a lot of effort into the stages. Like, whoever does the stage designs for them, they really go all out with Boy Next Door.
Then they had ZB1, mm-hmm. Yura Yura Maybe Maybe. And the last thing we watched about this was Yeji, Giselle, and Julie. Yes, Yeji from ITZY, Giselle from aespa, Julie from Kiss of Life. What a combo. I think we saw them like practicing in the studio and like we posted that like months ago. Mm-hmm. And it was them performing Britney Spears.
Toxic.
What?
Amazing.
What a freaking random and amazing song. That was freaking awesome. So if you haven't checked any of these out and they sound interesting to you, especially Rock Your Pussy, you should check it out.
I don't know what that is.
Let's see. Another thing that we checked out was a lot of performances. This is from Haley. What does it say?
I don't know how to pronounce this. Please don't let me butcher it. I'm going to pronounce it
the way Haley would probably pronounce it.
Come on.
Legala de Pieces Juanes.
That's wrong. I would have said Legala at least.
Legala de Pieces
Juanes. Yeah.
So it's really interesting and cool. Like the performances, the venue was huge.
It was huge.
It was like a festival. It was nuts. Mm-hmm. Like the stage and venue. It was like an outdoor venue. It's always so epic and awesome seeing like performers and like when it's a recording too, like
how
huge the scale of the fans are. It's really cool. G-Dragon was
G-Dragon was indeed there with Taeyong. And they performed Power. Well, G-Dragon did Power, and then he performed Home Sweet Home with Taeyong. And, of course, Taeyong is naked.
Of course. He's Young Bae, baby. Young Bae.
It wouldn't be Taeyong without him not wearing a shirt. That's just how he is. And then they also performed their old song.
It's funny because he was naked underneath his, like, Michael Jackson-looking jacket.
With his, like, cornrows?
With his cornrows.
I love him. He's still Taeyong.
God bless Young Bae.
And then they performed Good Boy. Obviously, that's Taeyong and G-Dragon's song. And then Taeyong had his own solo stage, Eyes, Nose, and Lips.
Wow, crazy.
Amazing.
Who would have thought people would see Eyes, Nose, Lips in 2025?
I always hoped that they would come back, and I guess I got my wish.
And you know what? Blink also got their wish because she was there. She is like on cloud nine right now. She's right in like the wave of just like success, popularity. Uh-huh. Ever since Apatow came out with Bruno Mars, she of course performed Apatow, right?
Of course.
But she performed also Toxic Till the End with Lang Lang, which I think is like a very like famous pianist too. Mm-hmm. And also did Stay a Little Longer. Apatow was really cool. She like ran through the crowd by barricade.
She, jumped and held hands.
That's
how
people. It should be when you're like at those like big crowds and like, you know, fun festivals and stuff like that. So it's nice to see the energy.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of artists now or idols are doing this a lot. Like Stray Kids never fucking did that shit when they performed like for a Maniac tour, but they're always doing, like Hyunjin's getting his head pet by all the fans.
Or is it that they don't trust the US because we're dirty or something? Oh, Haley's quiet because it's like, shit. If you think about it, it's all over Europe and other places, but like literally the U.S. for some reason, like I haven't seen it either.
If they don't do anything like that here, then it's us. It's the U.S.
It's us.
Sadly.
Let's see. And then J-Hope also was there.
J-Hope. On the street. That's crazy.
On the street, mic drop. And then like, the lineup overall was pretty good. Like Katy Perry, John Legend is pretty awesome. So check that out. Legala.
De Pies Juanes.
De Pieces Juanes. Shut the fuck Juanes. Up. So that's what's going on with that. Oh, guess what, fellow Blink? I do have. See, Haley was like, I'm going to be talking so much later.
I am.
But look at me. I have a lot. I need
I was the one
breaks.
That wrote that for Jenny. But anyway.
I was going to talk about it. I had it
I
on
know
my notes
were.
Too. Thank
I
you very
know
much.
You were.
Jenny's been doing a lot of promotions and a lot of interviews. This one was interesting. One of the ones that she's done recently, she kind of talked about how she wants to do dance challenges with other idols.
Right. Because Jogo had mentioned this to me and he's like, I felt so like koala.
I felt like really sad and like, aww.
Because I hadn't seen it yet. And then I did go check it out. I was like, aww.
Oh, so you get it, right? She's like,
that's so like,
she's like
sad.
The way she said it, she's like, I kind of wish I was able to do it.
Right.
kind of thing. So like, you know, like I feel like you know, the emergence of the dance challenge.
Right.
With collaborations amongst, like, all different idols and artists.
Like, whoever's promoting at that time, I feel like it's a good way to promote your song.
Like, each other.
Your album. Yeah, exactly. By doing each other's dance challenges. Because, like, vice versa, they're posted on each other's Instagrams. And so, like, fans that might not know the other idol, they'll be like, oh, I want to check out this person.
Especially now that Jennie's promoting and doing a lot of her stuff.
And she's going to have her album.
Yeah, I'm sure she's going to do a lot.
She and better then, do something.
The thing is, it's really sad. Like, Jennie admitted to being unfamiliar with the whole concept because obviously, like, they're all doing their own things too. But, like, I know they've seen it.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, because Lisa's done dance challenges.
Of course, yeah.
She's done
like
it with Bang Chan.
But the thing is, that's a special thing because, like, her and Bang Chan are, like,
best friends.
Good, like, really close friends, good friends. I don't even know if she's done one with Minnie for hers. I don't know if I've seen one. I don't think so. Because, no, Lisa's been super busy, too. But, yeah, like, Jennie's just her own. She's a little tiny one, too. Like, we need to give her some attention and love and care. She gets, like, so much hate, too, which is, like, so dumb, too. Like, you know, I'll defend my Jennie to the end. But, yeah, she's well aware of all, like, the viral dance challenges and everything. And thought, like, you know, it could possibly work with hers, too. But she's never done one. Like, she's properly never done an official one.
Yeah, and then because she was even saying, she's like, I'm really curious, how do they all exchange challenges like that? Like, how do you even go about asking someone to do a challenge with yours,
It's basically? Funny, because, like, she's like, doesn't know this. And then the production staff that she's with basically told her, like, oh, yeah, they just run into each other at the music shows when they're promoting.
Hallways.
In the hallways.
Right.
Talk. Learn the dance, do the dance challenge, talk, thank each other, and that's it.
Right.
That's pretty much it. And it's really sad because, like, Jennie was just like, oh, you know, like, no one has ever asked me to do one with them. I'm like, oh, you son
and
of
she's
a bitch.
Like, she's like,
how come no one else has asked?
And she's also like, I've never seen anyone in the hallways. Like, are they just not there when I go?
And like, in my head, I'm like, oh my God, are they avoiding her? Because they're like, her star power, her aura.
I don't think they're avoiding her. I feel like they're just, like, intimidated.
Of course.
She has to be
That's
the one.
That's what her star power and aura. You have,
she has to be the one to approach them. And I'm sure they'd be really thankful.
Yeah. Anyone would say yes, Jennie,
exactly.
First of all. But second, you're just, your aura is so strong. Everyone is intimidated and scared of you. You really have to probably just go up to people and ask them. And it's like, it's... I can just see her. I can see how she's like super. She's actually super shy too. She would be like, hi, do you want to do a dance?
I was like,
I can
damn, she should talk to Lisa about it and then get Bang Chan as the first one.
Can you imagine? Oh,
because that would
someone
be
from
so
Stray
fucking
Kids
good.
Get
she
Changbin.
Should. It should be Bang Chan though, because like if Lisa is able to like be like, hey, Bang Chan, like you should do a dance challenge with Jennie, like. That would
but
start
just,
it all.
I think Lisa was, you know, she's just like good friends, like we know with Bang Chan.
No, I know
too,
that,
but
then she could hook Jennie up.
But I
least.
Mean, like, it's true though. But I mean, look at Jisoo. Jisoo's that. Then again, Jisoo doesn't give a shit anyways.
Exactly.
But it's just cute because like Jennie's like, oh, I've always wanted to try it. I've never been invited to participate.
That sounds so sad. And it sucks because she's so popular.
And honestly, yeah, it's just people are definitely intimidated. Mm-hmm. Like, oh shit, it's Jennie. Like when they
hide.
When you go see her hide, she needs Jaehyun or someone to save her, like Una.
Yeah, because they wouldn't care.
Or she needs a fellow like a soloist. Get like fucking Taemin, like from her like generation or some shit. Get J-Hope or some shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, J-Hope is gonna be releasing
do,
a comeback
like,
and promoting too.
If they're like promoting together,
he's Young Bae.
Actually, G Dragon probably wouldn't.
Yeah
wouldn't. Maybe Taeyong.
Oh, because they also have a kind of a history. Hello, Haley. But yeah, maybe Taeyong.
I forgot about that. All I could think about is V.
Taeyong or something. Oh my gosh, V. He's a beefy boy now.
yeah, Taeyong.
Also, it's interesting. She brought up too how she's not really good with eating. She actually kind of like dislikes eating. This is my only knock on her. Because I love eating.
Dislikes eating.
But she just like doesn't like eating in general.
Who
she's just,
doesn't
like
eating?
Jennie.
Wait,
she doesn't
why?
Like it because like she's not. She's like, oh, okay. Like I guess it's just for her. It's almost like a chore.
It's
I guess
not enjoyable. What kind of fucking food is
That's
she
why?
Eating?
That's why I'm like, oh.
Steamed chicken breast?
Well, her favorite food is, you know, like the sun tofu. And like, you know, she loves going BCD and stuff.
Okay.
But to be honest, she was just saying like she's gotten better. She says like sometimes I crave stuff. Because people always ask her like, oh, what do you want to eat? She's like, I don't really care. And then she's like, sometimes she's like, I'm doing better because like, I'm like, oh, tteokbokki or something. But it's like
damn,
all those kind of like, basic
I can't
food.
Even imagine that. Like, how can you not crave food?
And then like, the interesting thing too is like, she even said like, I think the host was like, oh, what if there was a pill where you could like get all your nutrients and calories? And Jennie's like, oh, I'd love that. I'm like, oh, she's like, she's like basically the opposite of Rose, right?
Right, because she loves. I mean, even Rose, though Rosé is like tiny.
Rosé loves to eat, but it's like, yeah, she's tiny as fuck. But I mean, like, maybe it's a good thing Jenny isn't tinier than what we think, especially because she doesn't like to eat.
Right.
But yeah, so that's what's going on. I didn't watch these two other ones, but my fellow Blink, Jisoo, of course, has been busy too. She actually was on Self on Code. So if you don't know that show, Self on Code was like a... is a show where like Nayeon was the one that was on it a lot recently, and she has to guess the guest artist or like guest celebrity
just by texting.
Yeah, text messaging, and they're like, there's a wall in between them, and they're just like flirting and talking and like chatting and doing all this funny stuff. So Jisoo is on it. She's taken Nayeon's place as the host, and her first guest, I didn't watch it, like I said, was Hoyeon. And Hoyeon, if you don't know, she's the actress from the lead role, actress from the first season of Squid Game. So she was there. It was really cool, especially because Hoyeon
is
Jenny's BF, one of Jenny's BFF. So I'm sure it was really fun for them to catch up. They took pictures and all that stuff, of course. Another interview Jisoo was on, I'm not too sure what it was. There's like a lot of things they talked about. The only thing that I remembered and that I pointed out from this was Jisoo actually brought up
guilty
pleasures, unhealthy habits of 2024 for last year was she played a lot of games like on her phone, like phone games and gacha games or whatever. Obviously, because it's, you know, super accessible.
Right.
You know,
your phone is always there. It's usually free.
It's usually free.
Until you have to pay for the gacha.
Yeah, exactly. So Jisoo, obviously, they're doing fairly well financially and she's pretty much rich. So, of course, whenever there's any moments where she could purchase stuff, she has been purchasing it. She said one of her, like, she spent way too much and she's spent a lot of money on games, on phone, like, game app, like, purchases, in-game DLC or whatever, maybe gacha stuff.
I think the game, because I don't think she mentioned it, right? Because, like, what she has said, she's like, oh, I like buying the characters different clothes because it's, like, dressing them up and stuff. I think it's Infinity Nikki.
Oh, it might
Wouldn't
be.
Wouldn't that make sense? Because that's the mobile game.
And it's
but
huge.
But you dress up.
It's super popular,
and
especially
it's cute.
In Asia.
I feel like that's the kind of game that she would play.
It's probably it. So I guess maybe she's not playing Genshin or Honkai Star Rail.
Because I'm like,
or
you can't really dress
Zenless.
Up the characters in those games because they don't have too many options. But Infinity Nikki is known for that.
Well, I mean, there's even those other ones too. Like, I mean, the older ones, like maybe Animal Crossing, like the one on the mobile app or something. I don't even know, but it's most likely
so.
Nikki.
Yeah, I think it's that.
So yeah, so she's been doing that. And it's just cool to see her wailing. And she's not a goldfish or like a free-to-play
she's
F2P.
She probably just buys everything.
She's definitely a whale. She's definitely whaling for all of this. And if you're not familiar with that gaming term, whaling is like when you're a whale, you spend a lot of money
to get what you want.
To buy in-game purchases for regardless of what it is. It could be just like decoration,
weapons.
It could be just or it could be actual characters or you know, all that stuff. If you're spending a shit ton of money, you're a whale. And with that said, I think it's a good time to take another bathroom water break. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where you can check us out every Thursday. And we talk a lot of K-pop. Like today, it's a lot of K-pop.
Again, too much.
Again. It's not our fault, Haley. We're drowning
I
in
know.
It. I'm not even, like my money, my wallet, it's depleting. I don't want to use my credit card, but I'm going to probably have to. Haley, where else can they check us out and what can they do?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, just send your DMs there.
All right. I guess I will be talking some more, Haley. You can save your breath because you'll need it very soon. But let me talk about something my fellow wants. We're going to be talking about twice. Yes, finally, right? In the world of Twice land, Sana has been blowing up a little bit because she's been busy at the Australian Open.
Yes.
Been taking pictures and really cute, like, commercials too for, like, Haagen-Dazs and some other stuff. And it's just been really fun and cute. It's, like, funny. Some of the videos, it's, like, when I see Sana, she's just, like, looking around. I'm like, and I can hear, like, in the background, like, it's an actual match going on. You can hear the grunting. You can hear the balls hitting. But it looks like, I'm like, does she even know what's going on? She's just like there, smiling, like lackadaisical kind of thing. It's pretty funny. It's She looks fantastic, of course, as always, and taking a lot of pictures and like promoting for like the Australian Open. And she's like in tennis garb. So it's pretty hot, actually.
Isn't it for like Ralph Lauren?
Yeah, of course, Ralph Lauren. And it was just really cool, though, seeing her there. And like, especially that Haagen-Dazs commercial out of nowhere. It was pretty awesome. She was like eating this like waffle ice cream thing that I don't think is I don't even think they have it in the U.S. I've seen it in Asia when we went like Japan. Also, Sana is scheduled to host the Fridge interview again. So she's going to start hosting it again in March. If you haven't seen it, it's like the interview where like they have a fridge. Dex from Singles Inferno is the original host.
Is he taking a break?
He might be taking a break again or something. It might have been like during while they're recording Singles Inferno,
oh,
probably.
That makes sense.
And like, because you know, these are all pre-recorded way ahead. So Sana is taking over his duties again. Sana had previously done one of the seasons and she interviewed like her twin, Mion. And it's really cool because they talk about like a lot of casual, interesting stuff, like a normal interview. But they also have like a fridge and then they look at the fridge and they talk about like what they keep in their fridge. Mm. And also they cook and eat and talk. Right.
Right.
And so I'm looking forward to that. Sana's going to be hosting it. I hope she gets like Jenny or something.
Right.
That'd be freaking awesome. Please. Please, K-pop gods. Can you imagine?
Your two biases.
Haley. Imagine. Yeah.
I'm imagining.
Woo! I am and I can't. I'm like getting lightheaded thinking about it. And also, I need to watch the recent episode because the last episode that happened was with Dex still hosting. He actually had an interview with Jisoo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were flirting it up.
Oh my god, definitely back and forth.
He's cheating on Sana.
He is cheating on Sana. How dare he? At the same time, I'm very shook at how much Jisoo was like flirting back. I was like, damn, Jisoo.
Maybe she likes
she
Dex.
She got some riz. I mean, everyone likes Dex.
I know,
at this point.
That's true.
He's like charming in his own like
he
dorky
is.
But very cool
way. But it's
way.
Cute because he gets so like embarrassed and shy.
Especially when it was Sana and now Jisoo. So yeah. I'm like, oh boy. Man. Can I host the Fridge show? Like, my
no,
gosh.
No, because you're not Dex.
I'm not Dex.
You have to be on Singles
First,
Inferno.
I probably need a six-pack. But I'm like Changbin, where he says instead of having abs, he has just a single abdomen, a singular abdomen.
I love Changbin.
So Changbin's a real one for that. But yeah, so Sana's going to be hosting that, and I need to watch the Jisoo one. Haley, we should probably check that out sometime because it's a lot of fun. I like that show, too. Another thing, fellow ones, we do have Jiho, our fearless leader. Jiho had a vlog when she went on a trip to Hawaii.
Right.
I think it's with her mom and two of her friends, something like that. So it was really cute and really cool. It was a good amount. Like, I think it was like 30-ish minutes. So it was a really nice nice length for the vlog. We had a lot of content. She was there, I think, for like 6 days, 5 nights.
Mm-hmm.
She was very excited. She's never been to Hawaii before.
She's
always
been wanting to
always go. Wanting to go Hawaii. So she finally did it. I think they did it during January. I remember her mentioning it. January of this year. So, like, it was really recent, actually.
Right.
So, it's just, like, last month. Or this month-ish, right?
No,
like
last month.
Oh, yeah, last month now, as of now. Right. So, she landed in Oahu, right? Haley's very familiar with Oahu.
Right, because my family lives there.
So, Waikiki was the first stop. And it's just cool because since we knew she was going to Hawaii, I was like, oh, I can't wait, Haley.
Right, because we can see all the places
we're
going to
see so many
been.
Places she's probably been. Yeah. And almost over half the places she went to, we went and have been.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she's just walking around Waikiki. And she's been saying, like, she wants to live there for, like, a year and learn to surf.
Mm.
Like, she passed by those famous, like, surfboards where actually people keep... And, you know, place and lock their surfboards on Waikiki. Like, we've walked there, obviously. She ate at this one Chinese restaurant when they went to the mall in Ala Moana.
I was like, oh my god, that's Jade Dynasty.
Jade Dynasty. That's the freaking Chinese restaurant. Haley's family took us to eat, like, a few years back.
Yeah,
like,
my family loves eating there for, like, Chinese food.
We looked at it. We're like, they barely showed any of it. But it's because we've been to everywhere so often. We're like... That's Jade Dynasty. That's literally at the mall. We ate there too. That's pretty wild and crazy to see. Then they also, like, in between, they flew to Big Island, right? That was really cool. They visited
Big Island tour.
They did the normal tourist tour, right? And they ate Loco Moco.
Yum.
Visited some, you know, Kona Coffee is very world famous, and Kona is in Big Island. Mm-hmm. And one of my really close friends like lives in Kona, lives on Kona, like mm-hmm. in Kona in Big Island, mm-hmm. and is actually helps with farming.
Yeah, he does a coffee for the farm.
Kona coffee, like, because you know there's different farms out there. Unfortunately, she didn't go to the one that he works at, because like I asked Steve myself, and he said no. But it was really cool though. So she went there, like she got like you know. Her coffee. She also went to the black sand beach, saw some sea turtles chilling, hanging out, went back to Waikiki, and like they rented a convertible car. On the convertible car ride, they drove by like all these places we went to, right. Like one of the places in the background where like it looks like they pass like a bridge and they're look on a highway. Mm-hmm. Like that was literally where the Costco is, and that ice cream place that I went to with Haley and her like brother mm-hmm. and her nephew and like basically yeah. sister-in-law. Like we had ice cream there. Mm-hmm. The Costco is there. Mm-hmm. They drove through and Hawaii Kai mm-hmm. to like near the blowhole like yep, areas
where we
and
went.
We stopped, you know, the, like those mountainous rock right. ledge areas before with the little sand dune beaches. Mm-hmm. Like we were there. It's crazy.
I mean, Hawaii is very small.
It is. That's true. But she's going to the places we went, know, you know, so it's yeah. interesting too. It's just she's also celebrated her, I think her 28th mm-hmm. birthday. So that's why they were kind of also there too. And
right.
yeah, it's crazy that she's already 28. She's almost like 30. And like they also, they also went to this teppanyaki place, to celebrate her birthday. And like, can you imagine sitting, because the teppanyaki restaurants, you sit with a bunch of strangers usually at the table.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So there were strangers there.
Two white people on the side on their right. I'm like, they have no idea.
They don't.
They're sitting with like one of the most mm-hmm. popular like female group like
idol
leaders mm-hmm. ever. And it was cute. She was even practicing her Japanese with, I guess, like some other tourists that were there, mm-hmm. like a little kid or something. Mm-hmm. And at the end, you know, the night before they leave, like they're just kind of reflecting on the trip and reflecting on like her life kind of thing, and like saying like her 20s was so busy mm-hmm. and like so hectic and stressful and exhausting, like because mm-hmm. of work and everything. She's like she wouldn't want to relive her 20s again, but at the same time like she would want to like live it again not doing what she's doing, you know, right. like to have her own free time. But you know, she's still grateful for what she does, but I can imagine like, the stress they go through.
Yeah, because now, like, they're more, they've been twice forever. They have more freedom now compared to when they were, like, trainees.
It's a big
Not
difference.
Trainees, but then, like, starting off as twice. They didn't have this much freedom.
So, yeah, it was a really good episode to check out and watch. If you're from Hawaii, you're going to love this episode for sure. And I think I'm done with that, Haley. I'm sorry, everyone. We're at the 1 hour mark, but we told you, strap in. It's going to be a long episode.
Oh, I hate
Maybe you can
this.
Pause and start
Maybe
again.
I should because just skip be, over.
No. Haley, you're talking about Kickflip, BTS, Kickflip. Boy Next Door, Stray Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, after Kickflip, because we're still talking JYP, right? Technically, we're on the yeah. JYP fam. We could take a break after your Kickflip.
Yeah, so Kickflip. Actually, this little segment, I don't know what the hell is going on with this, but it was kind of entertaining to me because the article that I found, it's literally sounded that like I wrote it. Getting into that, though, is basically Kickflip had to apologize already. Like, they've only debuted maybe like 3 weeks now? No. Yeah, maybe only 3 weeks, and they've had to put out a video apology message. And the reason why is because they had to apologize for not dancing to Twice.
What?
Twice's Cheer Up properly.
What? 3 weeks? People, K-Nets are ruthless.
I'm like, what the fuck? So basically what had happened, they were on, I think it was Idol Radio. And then you know how like they play like little games with the idols that are on there. And they have one where you kind of like hear a segment of the song. You have to guess it and then like dance a little bit of it. So Donghwa was able to like guess that it was Twice's Cheer Up. So they started playing the music for that. And then they had to dance to it. And the only member that knew the dance was Donghwa. And the rest of the members were kind of just like copying him. So like they were put on blast by fans.
I mean,
because of that.
I mean, I think you and I kind of know some of that dance, to be honest.
I mean, like, not. I feel like
it's just at least that part, you know, the hand
they
thing.
They knew
like,
that part, but like the okay. rest of the chorus, like they didn't know it. And the members did admit that they were somewhat unprepared because the songs were selected at random, and then they were explaining they were nervous. This is like their first time.
But I mean, that's not an excuse not to know Haley. Look at Yunche, the dance machine.
So some of the other members didn't know.
No, I know that. I'm just kidding. But like, I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's just kind of a weird like double standard.
But basically, only Twice's fans once were the ones that were attacking them because there were obviously other songs on there that they had the same kind of like energy towards it. Like, so they were just like playing around, messing around. Like, it was all in good heart.
Every fandom is toxic.
Toxic
till the end.
Bro,
Rose,
chill out.
Rose's right.
But basically in their video, apology video, they were like, they kept repeating "we're sorry" over and over again. And then they were like blaming themselves for not knowing. And they're like, "we should have known. We promised to like redo the covers after this live stream." And what was funny is because they did actually redo it, and they posted on Instagram a reel, and then the first song that they danced to was Twice's Cheer Up, and
of course the
choreo was perfect. Like, and then they did multiple JYP artists. I think they even did like Stray Kids Maniac, and I think some of 2PM songs, like all these old like JYP groups as well, just to make sure they're showing like we can learn the choreo. It's just that they were put on the spot at that moment and they didn't know what to expect because they've not been on Idol Radio before. They literally debuted maybe like 2 weeks before this. But yeah, so the article that I had found, and like, it was just really funny because they were just like swearing in it as well. They're like, Kickflip apologizes for not dancing to Twice's Cheer Up properly or some stupid fandom shit. It just sounds like
It said that? Some stupid fandom shit.
Yes.
I love it.
Exactly.
Did you write it? You probably
That's
did
why
write
I was
it.
Like,
I think
it
you
sounds
wrote it.
And then they're like, fortunately, it's just funny. I'm just going to read some of it because I was like, dude, did I write this? They're like, Kickflip, the new group. New boy group from JYP Entertainment debuted less than 2 weeks ago and are already having to make an apology video. Fortunately for sane people, it's not something anybody needs to give a single fuck about. And I was like, bro.
Bro, are you sure? Maybe you slept, wrote this article or some shit.
And it's so funny because some of my other friends saw this article. They're like, what the fuck? Did you write this article, Haley? Because that's exactly what I would say. But basically, it's all stupid shit. And people were actually saying, like, some K-Nets were like, is this like some publicity stunt or something that they're making Kickflip do this to like bring attention to them and stuff? Who knows, honestly?
Oh, boy.
I don't know what it is, but I think it's all, like, gone and past already, so.
Let's hope so.
But, yeah, so I think that's it for Kickflip. We did, actually, me and Joko did watch some of the ones. I think it was called, like, Lecture Circuit.
That's a very interesting series.
And it was before, before they debuted.
Yeah, so it's their pre-debut
like
kind of
like, a month
thing.
Before they debuted.
But they obviously released this after they debuted.
Right,
because this
of
is
course.
Fairly recent, but. It's an interesting, it's a quote-unquote lecture circuit because they talk and they basically speak to all their upper idol classmen, like all the different groups, like a couple members from each of like the groups in the JYP family, of
right.
course.
So it was like
to get supposed to get like advice, quote-unquote advice and stuff.
Quote-unquote their advice. So it was Stray Kids, I think, ITZY, NMIX, JYP.
Twice. Oh, Haley, look at you. You forgot Twice? How dare you? How dare you?
Just kidding.
Catching
Sorry,
strays.
Nyan was there.
So. Yeah, I was like, Nyan was there. But yeah, basically, so they said all the, like, it's supposed to be a lecture circuit for them getting input or, like, you know, advice from their elder classmen.
On what to do as, like, being an idol. Like,
of
for
course,
instance,
just
like,
in general. Just
yeah,
in general. But then I was going to say the interesting and funny thing, though, was the actual, like, producers for this told all the other idols and all the other groups and artists that were going going to talk to them, oh, actually, you're not going to actually be serious. You're going to fuck around with them, basically. You're going to troll them. You're going to give them weird questions, weird answers, and just troll the shit out of them and, like, confuse them.
Yes, exactly.
Boom, mic drop. That's
and that's it. Exactly what it was about. And it's hilarious because Kickflip looks so fucking confused. Like, is this for real?
They're like, couldn't believe what's going on for any of them. I mean, like, Haley will go down the line for some of the ones we watch.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, might as well. You watch Stray Kids, what?
Well, I mean, I feel like the people should just go check it out.
Okay, but...
Yeah, but the funniest one at the end was JYP's, because, like, he came in and talked to them and basically said, haha, it was all a joke. Like, they actually want to congratulate you on your debut.
Well, I want to talk about Stray Kids, and we'll do all of it. Mm-hmm. Because Stray Kids was interesting and funny enough because they were over the top with, like, trolling them and everything. So it was pretty wild. And Changbin said my favorite thing that he's said in a while. That's when he said that his abs are just an abdomen. And also he specified and made sure everyone knew that he's the visual member.
Right. He's not the rapper. He's the visual. And he's like, Ian can agree to this. And Ian was like...
For Stray Kids, it was just Ian and Changbin. Mm-hmm. Just there. No one else was there. I think it was just like two members from every group.
Yes, it was.
It was like Leah and Yeji from ITZY. Mm-hmm. NMIX had Haewon and Bae. And of course, they're both crazy as well. Like, that whole thing was nuts. And they, like, even trolled them and pretended that, like, they accidentally leaked something when they were doing, like,
a live stream
on Instagram or something. Like, because they were trying to make them practice.
Right.
Of course, Haewon had them do Women Check kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
And they also, of course, talked to Nayeon and Momo from Twice and rounded every... Oh, they also talked to one of, like, I think the senior solo artist from JYP.
Young K,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they ended, of course,
with JYP himself.
What I also like the edit, because the lecture circuit, like, the way it ends and starts, it looks like a mini book, and it has the two members. Like, it looks like a serious, like a handbook guide.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
It's like, it's meant to be serious, but it's not actually. Like, they edited it to make it look serious.
But I think it's a good time now to take your last water break, your last bathroom break, because you're still hanging in there and you're still hanging with us. Here at the Permission to Stand podcast, we are pretty much available on pretty much almost all major podcast streaming platforms. And you can also donate if you want to, if you have extra. But please don't if you need the money, because... just you guys listening and listening to the ads and everything, that helps either way, since me and Haley are just doing this from our dining room table every Wednesday.
Yes.
And then drops every Thursday.
Like, after this is recorded, basically.
I go straight to work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have no one else editing, doing all that stuff. It's just all me. That's right.
Yes.
And Haley, so when there's any problems with sound, you can blame me. And Haley, where can you check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. Now, moving on to BTS, I have the smallest amount of BTS news. And it's for J-Hope. So it is confirmed that he will be making his solo comeback in March. And I mean, that makes sense, because he will be doing his tour for, like, North America, which starts on April 4th in LA. And I'm sure he'll be, like, performing some of his new stuff.
He's gonna have, like, it's interesting, yeah, because it's only, I think, like, North America, right?
Mm-hmm. I think.
And his comeback is already coming up
in
soon.
March,
so he's gonna,
next month.
It was all ready to go. Like, he's ramped up and ready to go. It's crazy because he literally just got back. And now he really has a tour and a comeback.
Good for him. I mean, I'm sure it was something he wanted to do.
I'm sure. And then Jin just loves doing his variety shows. So that's what Jin's been doing.
Ron Jin, yeah.
He's enjoying this. He's like, it's my show now.
Exactly. It's not Ron BTS anymore. It's just Ron Jin rebranded. I also did watch some Boy Next Door stuff. So they've had this series before, and they came out with a new season. It's called Fun Next Door. And basically, it's them going on, like, a small vacation. And it can be... And it's usually just, like, in Korea. They go to, like, a nearby lake or do some activities in the mountain and stuff. It's just their time off, basically. And they were split into two groups. So Songho, Jaehyun, Taesan, and Una were together, and they decided they wanted to do water activities such as wakeboarding, jet skiing. And there was this one, like, inflatable thing called Hotuk, which is like a pancake.
I was like, yeah, hot dog sounds familiar.
It's like basically
that's
that
what we
pancake.
Eat. We've eaten the dessert.
But this is what it was called. But they hold on to like a rope, and they are pulled around on a
violently pulled around on a rope with a speeding boat on a lake. Holding on for their dear lives.
They are holding on for dear life. And of course, like, Song Ho got, like, thrown off. And they also had this really big inflatable duck. I think it was a duck, like a pirate duck.
It was
duck.
Definitely, yes, it was like a exactly duck as you just said. It was definitely a duck pirate raft.
Yeah, and Song Ho, for some reason, decided that he was going to sit in the front and hold on to the duck's neck while the other three were seated towards the back of the raft, which is obviously safer. And then Song Ho got flung into the air when they were going, because, I mean, they're being pulled around by a speedboat. Of course, you're going to get, like, flung around. And yeah, it was just really entertaining to watch. I feel like they're very chaotic together, and it kind of reminds me of how Stray Kids and BTS are when they did these kind of shows. And I think that's the reason why I really like Boy Next Door, and they're entertaining to watch, because they make me laugh. I might be biased, but they're pretty funny. Especially Jaehyun, because I feel like he laughs at everything. And
he's just one of the examples of a leader that does not feel like he's the leader.
I forget he's the leader, honestly. But like,
he's just laughing, crying, like, all these emotions.
He's, like, rolling around on the floor.
He doesn't look like a leader, like, when he's having, like, a good time, having fun. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, just in the moment, he's just, like, is good at enjoying it.
Which is nice, because he should chillax.
But he's also, he does leader things, though. Like, when they're serious and stuff. When he gets mad at them, oh, my God. Rolling his eyes and just looking at death stares. That's a leader thing. Mm-hmm. Yeji does that a lot too, I feel like.
You have to put them in their place. And then so Lihan and Ryu actually did something different. They weren't doing like the water sports. They ended up going up a really tall mountain, and then they went, I don't even know how to pronounce this thing. It's like go-karts, but then you go,
it's just for braking though. Yeah. So it's like all like gravity. And you're just, like, steering.
It seems pretty scary. And I don't know why they had, like, obstacles, too, that you have to go around as well. But they had a really good time. And then at the end, they all regroup. And then they go to the, like, house that they're in. And for dinner, of course, they have to play games to win their food. Because what kind of show would it be if you don't have to play games to win your food? They had the game where you throw whipped cream in your mouth. I don't know if you've seen that one where you have to, like, smack your arm and then the whipped cream and you have to catch it in your mouth. Have you seen that one? I feel like a lot of people do that. And then they had jump rope with acupuncture slippers.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Which was crazy because, like, the team, because all six of them couldn't do it. They couldn't even get past two jumps.
Yeah, and that sounds painful.
Because Una kept, like, complaining and like saying like, I can't do it. And then Song Ho was like, how about I do it by myself and I'll do 15 jumps for the team.
Damn, what a man's man.
And he did it. I was like, damn, okay, I don't know how he fucking did that. And then the last game was basically them going through the members and then back again saying brand names of fast food companies, fried chicken and ramyun. Which you would think is pretty easy, but for some reason, Taesan went, instead of saying like a fast food company name, so just say like KFC, Pelican, or something like that, he was like Big Mac, and they're like, wrong. And they were like yelling at him. They're like, it should have been McDonald's. Why are you saying Big Mac?
Cool.
But they got it at the end, thankfully, and then yeah, go check it out if you want. I think there's like one more episode coming out for that one, but it's a very fun watch. That's why, hence, it's called Fun Next Door. Moving on to Stray Kids. Stray Kids is on Roblox.
Oh my gosh.
They have like a little.
Who isn't on Roblox these days?
At this point,
it feels like.
If you're not on Roblox,
twice,
what are you even
twice
doing?
Twice performing on Roblox. I'm sure Blackpink had the Roblox moment.
Yeah, so now Stray Kids is on Roblox. You can get Skazoo backpacks and hairstyles with Skazoo clips. If you are a Stray Kids fan and play Roblox, there you go. One other little thing. I feel like this is like kind of drama that fans are starting again too. So Lino said on his bubble that Div 1, which is basically their management team for their company, so basically staff who handles Stray Kids, he said that when he came into work, they told him he looked like a chubby cat. And so he decided to go on a diet for 2 weeks before their fan meet to be in better shape. Of course, what do you think fans are doing because of this bubble message? They are attacking Div 1 now because I think it's taken out of context. And I feel like fans who are doing that, do you even really know Lino? Like, why would Lino come onto Bubble to say something like that if he knew that it was going to hurt his staff? Like, the staff that always takes care of Stray Kids. Like, do you think he would really come on there to start drama? Obviously, he was fucking around and, like, being playful. But, of course, it's being taken out of context.
Too seriously and out of context.
Because now, so, like, same as always. There's all these videos and Twitter posts and stuff like that, and they're like, fucking Div 1, like, why would you call Lino fat? Like, he's perfect the way he... And I keep saying this, I'm like, bro, are you guys fucking dumb? Like, how old are
they
you
are
guys,
dumb.
Actually? Like, do you think Lino
they
would actually...
That's the answer.
...do that and, like, have his staff be attacked? Anyway, because, to be honest, let's be real, the person that probably would need to lose weight is Changbin, and if they're not... If they're not telling him to lose weight, do you think they really mean it? And by saying that Lino is chubby, think about it, people, because obviously Changbin is the one with no abs and just an abdomen. There we go.
He said it himself.
He's obviously my bias.
He's aware of it, too. He doesn't care.
He's sexy as fuck the way he is, but it's just like, think about it before you go and like attack and make all this like fucking fake news. Anyway, that's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Mic drop. So, wow. If you're still here, thank you so much for still being here with us. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. We are pretty much available on mostly every podcast streaming platform. Haley, where can they check us out? What can they do?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, just send your DMs there.
Yes. So thank you, everyone, for tuning into this week's episode. And as always, wherever you are in the world, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out: uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In: plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out: word art. Sorry, live laugh lovers. In: knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.